once again, as we do it again, another edition of American Exposé. And here it is, the 5th of October, 2005. The situations are increasing. The traumatic situations could be increasing as well. I don't know where to begin, listeners. First of all, our website has changed to a certain extent. What we've done is we've just extended the dates from the past on down the line of the front page of AmericanExpose.com. So when you go to listen to the broadcast, you can scroll all the way down. As you scroll down, you'll see all the information that Darren and Dennis have put up there from the past to connect the dots to where we are today right now. Very, very obvious. And so this is the decision that was made. And so what you have to suffer is the long download time to get the website up. There is the crux of the problem. It's gonna be a hardship on me and my show too, for me to do different things as I do them. But for the ability for you to see everything without having to go to past dates, which you probably not do, we've just made the scroll go all the way down into 2004. And you'll see all the information about Hurricane Katrina. You'll see the information about Local Agenda 21 in the other countries that Dennis put up. You'll see Darren's information that he's put on the site from the past. And so this is the best way to do it that I can see, people, because we need to get more listeners. As I said a few weeks ago, everyone has to find one more listener to increase our numbers on the internet. We've moved to a new shortwave network, 11920 at WWRB. But the key to new listeners, and this is why I stayed on the radio or stayed on the internet when I lost shortwave back in 2000, the year 2000. I stayed on the internet because I said, look, this is where the new listeners are going to come from. Everyone has a computer, or most everyone does. This is where the new listeners will come. And so this is my feeling. Increase the listenership twofold this month of October. And let's double up on the listeners. There's never a greater time for everyone to be piqued in interest about what's going on. Everyone is suspicious about what's been happening. They have the 20th century to learn by. And here in the 21st century, we're involved in another war in Iraq. A UN war, listeners, by the way. If you do the research, that's what you'll come up with. Bush is the present occupier of the White House. Lyndon Johnson, the present occupier of the White House during the beginning of the Vietnam War. The Gulf of Tonkin resolution was never finalized, was never brought to a conclusion. There's no proof of any North Vietnamese boat attacking any of our ships. No proof whatsoever. It goes back to the other wars, as I've described in the past. But here we have situations in our country, and right here, where sons are not able to find out about the condition of their mothers in hospitals, and it's because of HIPAA regulations. We aren't versed on HIPAA and HIPAA regulations. Is there anyone out there that knows about HIPAA and what's happening in the hospitals to where the son of a mother cannot find out the condition of his mother? And this is because of HIPAA regulations. He's told he can't he's not told the condition of her. And this is very, very troubling in itself. In the meantime, well, we've got more. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Idaho Observer.
Welcome back to the broadcast. As we are involved in many directions today, listeners, the website is very apparent in many directions. We could have terrorist attacks today, could have terrorist attacks next week. This Oklahoma bombing situation at the OU football game, I've been purposely out of the loop on that, compiling information. But yet, you know, we're in vulnerable situations now, and yet there's HIPAA things going on in the hospitals where, you know, relatives aren't able to get the truth about the situation with their ill relatives, and that is very, very troubling to me. Maybe we're going to have an answer to this. I think we have Lynn with us. Is this Lynn? Hello?
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, actually, I wasn't calling about HIPAA, but...
Okay.
Is it okay to mention a couple things?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm puzzled also by the what happened up at OU on the OU campus during Saturday's game between OU and Kansas State.
Right.
And, of course, the Oklahoma City media has been talking about it quite a bit, but it just something just doesn't quite square up with me on that. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about is what your take on that was.
Well, whenever things like this happen and someone blows himself up, and he's not really from a foreign country, but yet there's information about bombs, building bombs, and Al-Qaeda information, maybe even Quran information. Whenever anything like that happens, the first thing that comes to my mind is mind control.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that it is mind control. People are controlled by video games. People are controlled by other factions that come into play. So it's hard for me to make any kind of pregnant thought about it because we aren't privy to information. I think they were logical in not announcing that a bomb went off during the football game. I think it was logical not to do that to create more turmoil and panic in the stadium. But Darren has predicted that things like this would happen. And, you know, it seems like it's following a script to me.
Yeah. Well, it's very strange. And the whole thing just struck me as strange. They said, what I understand, I guess just about everybody in the stadium, of course, heard it, you know, while the game was going on Saturday.
I'm sure.
And but there's something in particular I wanted to talk about. I just... Alex was talking about this on his program today, and I hope he's listening right now, because about 2 hours ago I had CNN on, and they had a guest on there from something called CSIS, and I guess it's a think tank that deals with issues related to biologicals.
I think that's isn't that a TV series?
Well, CSI is. This was CSIS. That was the letters of the organization to which this lady belonged. But what they were talking about is, you know, this coming bird flu pandemic, you know, and hundreds of millions of people are going to die and all of this.
Right.
And one of the things that she was pointing out that's being discussed right now is what to do in terms of quarantine and that kind of thing. And one of the things that very specifically was troubling about the interview and what I heard is that she said that one of the things that will have to be decided is... the issue of military being used in law enforcement, capacity.
Yes.
And what to do with citizens if they break quarantine.
Yes.
She specifically said that. And I wanted to run that by you, and I hope Alex is listening because I tried to let him out, you know, let him in on it, but I couldn't get through. So I wanted to run that by you and throw that out there and get your feedback on it.